My name is Jared Chilhouse. I am from the Mohawk FFA chapter, and I will be serving as the state treasurer.
Let me ask, what went through your mind when you heard your name called as a state officer here at this 85th state convention?
I'm going to be honest, my mind went blank because all I was focusing on was getting to the stage without falling.
Tell us about your FFA experience.
FFA has literally changed my life. It has been an organization that has had so many opportunities that I would have never believed. And I wasn't always this open speaker or this person that could get in front of crowds, but through contests and through different opportunities that my advisor has pushed me through, I have become a person that is at ease and that loves to help other people in the FFA.
So the advisor is one person that's been instrumental in your trek here. Who else along the way has been right there?
Well, we've had two advisors. So Mrs. Horner and Mrs. Hartshew are definitely up there, but my family has definitely been a big part too. And also the school staff, which with as much school as we miss throughout the year for contests or conferences, they're really lenient and really supportive on helping you get your work made up and keeping you on track with school and juggling that and FFA.
So what do you anticipate, or what kind of year are you anticipating?
An exciting one, one that I will never forget. I'm so excited to meet all of the members throughout the state and to serve them and to have so many different experiences that I've never got to experience in my small town chapter.
If there is one thing that you will hope to accomplish in your year as a state officer, what do you think that would be?
One thing that I would hope to accomplish, I hope to influence at least one member to run for a state office. I know that this year is going to be great, and the past state officers before me do not regret a single thing they have said over and over again. So I will make it my mission to help someone along that path to follow in this officer team's footsteps.
So when did you know that being a state officer is something that you wanted to do?
I thought about it as a freshman because we had our chapter president actually running for a state office, Ellen Gilland, who got elected that year. And it was in the back of my mind, but last year at convention when I got here and the energy was so high and everybody was so happy, it was official. I was going to run the next year.
Jared, congratulations.
Thank you very much.